All right, thank you very much. All right, we now move on to any other business, and I urge you all to stay because I think this is an important item. We're going to have a presentation from the Victoria Harbour Front Concern Group, and maybe if anyone's involved with that group, perhaps they could declare interest. Anybody assisting or involved with the Victoria Concern Group? All right, you're not involved. All right, fine, thank you. All right, anybody else wish to declare interest? Not good, thank you. Well, just background while the concern group join us. We, as you know, we received a request from the Victoria Harbour Front Concern Group to make a presentation. They let us know what the items that they wanted to talk about. We circulated to members, and I, as chairman, took the decision to invite them to join us today. Welcome to the three of you. Welcome, welcome. Three ladies. Four, sorry. All right, thank you. Sorry. I've only got three on my list. You better add the fourth in a minute. But welcome. Seriously, we share many of your concerns. Clearly, we have a common objective, which is to enhance and improve the waterfront. So let's start by saying I think we're on the same side. Whether we can do everything that you want to do, I'm not sure. But we're certainly generally supportive of the caring attitude that you're adopting towards the waterfront. I have on my list Katie Law, I have Mary on my list, and I have Tanya Chan. We have one more? Sorry, would you just like to say who the fourth one is?
Hi, my name is Claudia Yun from the Land Justice League, together with the Concern Group.
Okay, welcome as well then. Obviously we need to just try and manage the presentation. We've got four of you. Are all four of you wanting to speak? How are we going to do this? Or do you have one spokesperson?
Yeah, Chairman and members, first of all, thank you for inviting us to this meeting. And I'm the convener of the concern group, so right. Maybe I'll first do a brief introduction of our concern group and our main concerns and the items that we would like to discuss in this meeting. And with that, my colleagues will continue on the different items. And after our presentation, we'll have a question and answer. Maybe we'll receive questions from the members of this commission, and then maybe we can have a dialogue.
All right.
Do you think this is
I think that's okay. A very sensible way to deal with it. Yeah. We have your paper, if you like, the detailed notes you sent us setting out the things you want to discuss. So mm-hmm. You don't necessarily need to go over those again. I think it's an opportunity more to supplement and add to those points that you've already made. But please go ahead. As you're four, I'm going to allow you 20 minutes, all right? And I'm going to be quite rigorous.
20 minutes for four of us?
Or? 20 minutes for four of you, because quite frankly, there will be a lot of questions.
Okay. Sure.
And I think the dialogue and the debate would be much more beneficial, perhaps, than you taking us through all your concerns. I think let's try 20 minutes and see how we go, and then let's have some questions, and then if you want to make some more points, we can perhaps have a second session.
Yeah, sure.
So 20 minutes,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah. And just
I'll
like
watch
to,
the clock, all right?
Okay. Just like to introduce the Victoria Harbourfront Concern Group. We are set up by members of the public who are extremely concerned about the protection and enhancement of the sites on both sides of the Victoria Harbour. So our recent and previous focus of concerns include the Tsim Sha Tsui Harbourfront. We have expressed a lot of opinions on that. We are also concerned about the Kai Tak Harbourfront Promenade, which recently have been, there are discussions over the public domain, as well as the Central Harbourfront, including the reassembly of the Queen's Pier. We are also extremely concerned about the role of the future harbour authority, which I think will oversee, most of the activities and the development of some of the sites in the harbourfront. So we are going to talk briefly about that. So in this session, we'd like to talk on four main items, which include the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront, the Kai Tak waterfront, The central waterfront, especially the reassembly of Queen's Pier, as well as the role of the harbour authority. We see ourselves as a kind of a community monitoring body in which to also look at, you know, the works of the government, the works of the Harbourfront Commission, as well, hopefully, in the future harbour authority. And we hope to engage in an open dialogue with your commission, as well as the future authority. So this is a very good start. It's our first time, and with this, I think I will let my colleagues to start with the Tsim Sha Tsui harbourfront issues, which I think, would Mary or Tanya like to start first?
Mary could start first regarding the points you concern, and then I will fill in some water points, first, and we'll let you know the some of the progress that we expect.
Thank you.
And now you said
you,
that
you'd you may need to get a bit closer to the microphone. Sorry, they're not the best.
You said that you'd already not to go over what we put out already. I just want to make some general points.
Sure, please.
Salisbury Garden, quite concerned about what's going on there. I went up to the Sheraton, to the bar on top of the Sheraton, and took some photographs. Now, originally, the entrance to the underground, the lift and the escalator was quite small, and the only two-story bit of it was the lift shaft. We all know that lift shafts have to have two floors. I took a photograph. If you want to, you can take a copy of it afterwards, or I can email it to you. There's quite a substantial building going up there that's two stories high. Now, I've read through the lease. Unfortunately, the lease doesn't mention this exit. It does mention the main exit, that it has to be transparent and windowed and what have you. But anyway, I hope that you will look into this, because according, when you go to the JR that was the Shangri-La JR, it's very. It also mentions concerns about Salisbury Garden and what's going on there. And it also points out that on open space that any building should be kept to a minimum. And I don't see this happening. Number two, with regard to the current occupation of the harbour front, I don't see any reason, now that the work on the Avenue of the Stars has been scaled back. Again, I went into the Intercontinental this time, and I took some photographs of the what's going on there. As far as I can see, all that's happening is that the tiles have all been removed, and the railing, Paul will be happy to know, is still there. I don't know if that's, you know, your love seat is still there. But I couldn't see any major work going ahead. It didn't appear to me that there was anything going on underneath. So it all looked quite cosmetic to me. Now, I don't see why the New World has to occupy such a large section of the Tsim Sha Tsui East waterfront. It's using it as a site office. When I was there with the TVB crew shooting for the Pearl Report, we saw lots of big vehicles coming in and offloading materials that appeared to me to be going straight into the New World development. Now, I believe that Hub 1 could be reopened and should be reopened. Unfortunately, all these calls for dining opportunities are all being based on the fact that there's absolutely no place to get any refreshments at the moment. So I think reopening Hub 1 should be our primary concern. It's not going to be enlarged now because the town planning application is not going through. The edifice is still there. All it needs to be is to be rented out. It could be up and running in about 3 months. And bearing in mind the lack of facilities, and as the gentleman pointed out just a few minutes ago, walking along, how little space there is at the other end of the harbour, up near the Star Ferry, the Museum of Art, then every effort should be made to reopen this section so that visitors have at least some place to go to. This brings me on also, I share the concerns of the same gentleman with regard to our tourism commission, our tourism board. When we went out down to the harbour front, when the harbour front was first closed off on the first day, there wasn't a single representative of the tourism commission, the tourism board there, or the LCSD. Now, in other places in the world, when you close down a major tourist attraction, you set up a booth there. You have your representatives there. Our tourism commission is spending over $500 million promoting Hong Kong to tourists. What are we doing about the tourists who are here? What are we doing about the impression we give to the tourists? What are we doing about the sentiments and the messages they bring back home with them? Basically, that we don't care about them. They're just abandoned there. There's nobody there. And I believe that the Tourism Commission or the Tourism Board should have a permanent presence down there. They should have roving ambassadors who are there ready to answer the questions of the tourists and to make them feel welcome and to make them wish to return to us. A matter of great concern to me is what's happened on Tsim Sha Tsui East, where a number of trees, at least eight that I'm aware of, were removed in order to increase the coach parking. Now, the question is the waterfront the place for coach parking? No. And it's not parking where they come and they drive up and they turn off the engine. No, they idle. Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront is for recreation. We want fresh air, we want good ventilation, and we definitely don't want a lot of pollution along the waterfront. A lot of trees and vegetation were taken away, and in the place we get two additional coach parking spaces. Now, is the payoff, is it worth it for what we've lost? And as the application was withdrawn, and the work was done even before the town planning approval was given, I believe that those trees and the vegetation and the landscaping should be reinstated and we should get back the waterfront we had beforehand. I've been in correspondence with the Town Planning Board. From what I can gather from them, the approval of the application is now basically null and void because the conditions cannot be met. And if they want to apply to make a parking space, then they should go through the procedure again and the public should have a right to speak about it. Okay, I'll let Tanya take over.
Yes, regarding the long... thank you, I'm Tanya.
Tanya, hi, thank you.
And I follow up the point mentioned by Mary. If you go through the Town Planning Board minutes, particularly, for example, like the one that they have made in August 2015 regarding the Tsim Sha Tsui Promenade, you can see that, of course, they give an approval to the joint application made by LCSD as well as the subsidiary of New World. And it's a joint application, and it's allowed with quite a few conditions. But then when you go through the one that they have made, well, sort of kind of a decision made in February 19th, 2016 this year, it's a kind of follow-up after the news announcement made by LCSD saying that they are going to revise their project by not doing anything on the Salisbury Garden, Hub 1, Hub 2, and Hub 3. But when you go through the minutes, first of all, it's only by a letter received by Town Planning Board. And at the same time, it's a letter submitted by LCSD only. Of course, I understand that that piece of land is still owned by LCSD. But since the first application is jointly made and the permission is still valid till 2018. So you can see that the status of this permission is still there, it's still valid. So as long as they, you know, it's a kind of, I really hope that the Harbourfront Commission can clarify the legal status of this permission, although LCSD has filed a letter and it's noted by the Town Planning Board, but still the legal status of that decision is still valid. So they can start revitalizing the Salisbury Garden and the promenade as planned. So I think this part it's important and hope that you can clarify. And second thing, it's I do believe that when the applicants made their joint application, they have misinterpreted or even misled the Town Planning Board regarding the decision that the Harbourfront Commission has made. As far as I can remember, it's January 2015. I think the Harbourfront Commission should try to follow up this statement made by the applicants, especially when one of the applicants is a government department. I think this is a very serious misinterpretation, with quotation, of the decision of Harbourfront Commission. And at the same time, regarding the closure of the Avenue of Stars, first of all, never, there was no professional reports ever submitted by the government supporting the closure of this avenue, and it's closed for they closed for 3 years. We are talking about 3 years, and Mary has mentioned it's a very important attraction point, though it's ranked quite badly by CNN. Okay, and the second thing it's. They, of course, in February, they have submitted a new project saying kind of revitalization. But they suggest, they make such a suggestion before they have submitted a report of their first stage of public engagement. There's still no report regarding the conclusion of the first stage of public consultation. And then we still don't know whether they are going to have a second stage of consultation and when, because it's supposed to be done from January to June this year. And now we have no, I have no clue, and I was sitting next door and listening to your discussion and saying that there will be a kind of informal briefing and welcome public participation, but I'm not quite sure whether they're going to have a second stage, and then how they're going to do the revitalization or beautification of promenade. And I think that a genuine and kind of in-depth consultation should be done, as people are very concerned about whether people can get food and beverage along the promenade. I think this is also one of the things that the public should rethink, whether they want a active or passive kind of leisure open space along the Jim Satre promenade. And at the same time, we have no idea where they will New World put back all the statues and handprints. We have no idea. So many question marks still there. So we hope that Harbourfront Commission can push the government to give us answer as soon as possible. And of course, then we'll go to the next part, is the Kai Tak, because, okay, a few more points.
You've got three to go.
Oh, sorry.
You've got 15 minutes, so come on.
I'll be really quick. I'm just at one point. No,
I don't want to rush you, but stay focused to things that we think we should really be looking at.
Yeah, okay. So for the Chim Sai Tre waterfront, as Tanya has mentioned, they have LCSD has said that they are not going to carry out the original plan with New World, and they have sent a letter to TPB, but the application is actually still valid. And for now that they have changed their plan to a simple one, they should have send in a new plan to TBV according to procedure, because it's very different from the original one. They cannot assume that they can go on with the original plan, and they should immediately reopen the part that they have closed for renovation, which they have not explained what kind of renovation they're doing, why does it take 12 months, who are paying for it, how much are we paying for that, and that has to be looked into, and I believe it is also the responsibility of your commission.
Thank you. All right. Can we move off Tim Satchui?
So now we move on to Kai Tak. Yes. And regarding Kai Tak, I think, well, at least we can say that we endorse, or at least we agree to post comment regarding the Kai Tak promenade. In particular, if you go through the public open space in private developments design and management guidelines. If you go to the particular sections regarding the commercial activities that can be done or that will allow to be done or in the public open space, I think those now is proposed in this Kai Tak Harbourfront development, this the fronting the hotel site at Kai Tak Runway, it's more than those allowed or suggested or recommended in this guideline. So please do pay attention to those the planned the activities that they planned to do on the hub on the promenade, and together with that 10%. When I go through your documents, the documents that provide submitted or we can download from the Harbourfront Commission website, they mention a lot of things. For example, the width of the promenade. But if you go to the documents that was provided to the District Council, then you can see a little bit more information regarding the broad the board sorry the regard they have a broad walk
for 8 meters, cycling track 4 meters. So it's like a kind of deduction. If you have the 10% commercial activities going on this promenade, after deducting 8 meters for boardwalk and 4 meters for cycling track, proportionately, it's not only 10%. Because when they calculate the 10% commercial activities, they include the 12 meters that will become boardway and boardwalk and cycling track. But if you deducted these 12 meters, then it would become commercial area becomes larger and larger proportionately. So we need to pay attention to that. And at the same time, the most important thing is I do believe that Harbourfront Commission can do an in-depth and thorough public engagement, because this piece of land won't be available until 2019. We have about 3 years. And correct me if I'm wrong, one of the roles that should be played by Harbourfront Commission is to improve the communications with the public. And I think this is a very important role that Commission can play, and played it nicely and beautifully. So I hope that this can be done by the Harbourfront Commission and the future authority. And then we are going to discuss this later on. But I really want you to pay attention to that, the proportion, and hope that you can initiate and conduct a public engagement exercise within these 3 years.
Okay, Queen's Pier.
This brings us to the current public consultation of Queen's Pier. We don't think that the three options provided are good enough, because they are actually of similar, very, very similar designs and money. And we always were aware that there have been a lot of preferences, also discussions and show of preferences for the in situ reconstruction of the Queen's Pier, which is getting it back to the cluster of City Hall, the Edinburgh Plaza, and the Queen's Pier itself. There are advantages of such an in-situ reconstruction, we think, because in terms of, from a perspective of heritage conservation, the return of the pier, which were built at the same period with the City Hall as well, a similar period of the City Hall as well as the Edinburgh Plaza, is a good move. Considering we know that when heritage buildings are relocated to another location, like the Murray Building relocated from Central to Stanley, there will be an immediate drop or the cancellation of its grading. But the good thing about the in-situ reconstruction of Queen's Pier near City Hall will really, you know, keep the cluster together. On the other hand, the pier right along the harbour front, we don't see that it really fulfills the function of a pier. Naturally, most of the boats will be, you know, berthed along the pier number 10 and number 9. And so the putting of the Queen's Pier in between the two piers is more decorative and rather than a functional use. So we hope that, you know, the government can consider adding one more option for discussion. We don't have an answer yet, right? But I think it's, you know, it's reasonable that during this consultation, an option of the in-situ reconstruction of Queen's Pier should be added and being for discussion by the public. This is our views about the Queen's Pier. And finally, about the role of the future Harbour Authority, and would our members like to talk about it?
I understand that you have finished 2 stages of consultation regarding the Harbourfront Commission or the future authority. I just wonder when you are going to have a proposal to the um, uh, to maybe legal, or do you know the timetable of the government? Because I think that these days, well, of course, people treasure more and more our harbourfront, and this is a very important asset of Hong Kong and very unique asset of Hong Kong. But at the same time, I think a harbourfront commission, especially the authority, have a lot of roles to play. And these days, I can see that the government is actually trying to cut your authority, or at least the sideline, piece by piece. For example, like the Tsim Sha Tsui Promenade, I really can't. Of course, I can't understand why they give it. They cooperate with a New World, and then for example, like the Kai Tak, they just give up their power, or they just give up a piece of land to private developers. And I do believe that the authority, one of your role can play is to have variations in the way how it should be managed, operate, and you can choose. You have many options, but then now the government is trying to make decision for you. And so I believe that Harbourfront Commission must voice out and before all these lands are cut away from you. So a giveaway for you by the government. I hope that you have, I hope that the government can give us a clear progress, or at least a timetable that we are looking for. And I also want to know the views, your views of the future authority. I understand that we expect something like WKCD, the West Kowloon Cultural District kind authority, that is a governmental, you have legal status, is a kind of an institution that you can manage your own finance, and of course you need to have fundings from government, and you have power, you have board, maybe you have other committees, but of course we would like to know what's your expectation with the relationship with the public. Thank you.
I would just also like to supplement this idea is, as far as we hear from the future harbor authority, we see very limited road, or it's just government allocating some sites for you to look at. But rather than a general oversee the management of important harbor fronts like Tsim Sha Tsui Central, etc., I think that is what we expect the harbor authority to do, a more general and comprehensive role to look at the enhancement and the protection of the harbor front, rather than just looking at a few sites and deciding which developer is going to work on it. So we have a much higher expectation of the harbor authority, and we hope to hear your views on that. Thank you.
Ladies, thank you. Obviously, a lot of points, a lot of areas of concern, a lot of issues. What I'm going to suggest is I think we need to respond to you in writing. I mean, I think we can't debate each item today, and it wouldn't be appropriate because some of the items need to be taken away and discussed with government departments, etc. So, what I'm going to ask members is for a general response and reaction to what you presented. I mean, I think it's very good that you are engaging with us, and I encourage you to engage more, and we should engage more with you. But I think in terms of detailed response, we've got your points here. You've added to those now. We can put something together in writing to you. I think that's an official response from the Commission would be the right way to deal with it. But members, in terms of what the ladies have had to say, any thoughts, reaction? Paul, please.
A few comments, of course. First, thank you very much for taking on this role and start speaking up and coming and knocking on the doors of this commission. I think that is a very welcome move. Chairman, I think this highlights some of the issues that we have to grapple with, which is what is our role in public consultation? If I take two examples be put forward by the group here, one is the Tsim Sha Tsui one. we didn't do the public consultation, and it's an important site. We left it to the proponents to do consultation. It didn't necessarily help everybody. It didn't probably help not help the proponents and not help us for this to proceed well. And in the last meeting, actually, there is a proposal for the Harbourfront Commission to organise public consultation from the Star Ferry all the way to the Hang Hom Station. But as the team walks in, I was rereading the presentation on our progress report, and that recommendation has not been included. So somehow, maybe the Harbour Unit is not that excited about getting that job to do. Or maybe we are not picking up that actually that is our responsibility. But for some reason, as a Harbourfront Commission, we've lost our sensitivity to our real responsibility, which is to involve the public in that debate. And we seem to shying away from that role. Either we don't have the money, or we don't have the resources, or we don't have the intent. But somehow we have to find our roots back, which were in the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee very well, and we did a great job. In the early years, 2004 to 2006. The other example, I would say, is Kai Tak. The whole concept of entrustment of public space to the private developers of the future sites has never been discussed with the public. And the government came to us and said, we're going to do these five sites, and we had some comments on it, but we didn't say, excuse me, before you're going to do that, we're going to discuss this with the public. In fact, the tender for those sites are already announced by the government. They're tendering them out soon. So, and the deals and the consultation on the details have already been discussed with RIDA. RIDA months ago saw documents from government saying, hey, how shall we do, how do you guys, real estate developers, how do you think about managing the space in front of you? Do you like these terms? But the government never came to us, but they went to RIDA. So people were consulted, but not us. And when they came to us, we didn't say, excuse me, wait, let's go and talk to the public first. So our sensitivity as a Harbourfront Commission, and I really appreciate you showing up here and putting our nose in the shit, if I may say those things.
Excuse me, Paul.
If I use another term.
Excuse me, Paul.
It's on
excuse
that basis.
Excuse me.
Yes, Chairman.
No language of that nature.
Well, not language of that. Okay, Chairman. Nose in the pudding. But I don't like the pudding. So, I mean, to me, it is really, I think that is something that I think has been highlighted by these presentations. Just on some general comments, other specific comments that we made here. Yes, ambassadors for the Tourism Commission, they should say reply, why are the ambassadors not on site where the tourist coaches are? Street side parking of coaches. In fact, we have received a paper from the Transport Department that they would going to increase spaces available for street side parking for coaches throughout Tsim Sha Tsui as the best way of parking other than short-term tenancy agreement. So just be aware of that. In terms of the representation to us at the Harbourfront Commission in the Town Planning Board, it has been discussed here, and you can find it in our minutes. We have commented on that. How much is the money involvement in the Tsim Sha Tsui promenade? We have raised the issue here. We're still waiting for answers on that one. What I'd like to understand from you guys is if the entrustment of a waterfront in Kai Tak would be a maximum of 2 years to, for example, a nearby developer to do some management, whether that could be an acceptable model rather than a long-term entrustment, a short-term entrustment, as a practical way forward. And the other bit is the actual design and construction, so rather than having the public fund pay for it, having lower revenue from the tender price and the developer building it so that it will be built at the same time rather than wait for LCSD and their program, which could be a big gap. So it seems to be a practical way, and if we control the design, it could be good. Mm. And then secondly, separate entrustment, a maximum of 2 years, how would you think about that? And then finally, on the Queen's Pier, very specific, if it's going to be back at City Hall, it would be 5 meters closer because of the road, and it will be about 2.5 meters higher because the ground plane has changed. So from a heritage point of view, how do you look at that?
Mm. I'll try to answer. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, but thank you.
Let's see if members have got any other questions or any other points they want to raise. Please. Thank you.
Follow up on Paul's last question, Queen's Pier. Putting Queen's Pier back in where it was, That means you are making an assumption that City Hall will not be taken down in the future forever. Means everything will stay there forever. Just to remind you, City Hall is a concrete building. It's very expensive. We want to maintain it. So it's, have you thought about that? I'm just thinking about it. I'm not saying no, yes, but it's just another thought.
Please, Ivan.
Thank you, Chairman. Actually, it's very thoughtful to hear comment or suggestion from the public. But through the presentation, I also find that the area of concern, including Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront, Kai Tak, Queen's Pier, the role of future Harbourfront Authority. It looks to me that, at least I don't recall that any of the lady here, I saw them in the public engagement workshop when we making consultation on the establishment of Harbourfront Authority. If they did join this workshop, they probably understand far more the answer they raising the point in this meeting.
To be fair to Mary, she was there.
Yes, I'm going to make the point. Actually, the point made by Mary is very useful, and I appreciate that because she is actually helping to monitor the behavior of the developer. And I will urge the relevant government department and authority really look into the point raised by Mary in the development of the project in Tsim Sha Tsui. But coming back to the Queen's Pier, as I publicly make my position very clear, the government have conducted a public consultation from 2007 to 2009, asking the public on the opinion whether we should keep the Queen's Pier on the original location, which they make it very successfully, quoted as a pavilion, if we putting back the Queen's Pier in the original location, or put it back to the waterfront to resume its function as a pier. And the conclusion at that 2 years public consultation is put back it on the waterfront. As I declare to all the public media, personally, I still believe it should be put in the original location. But I have to respect the result of the 2 year public consultation. Otherwise, Hong Kong will continuously and keep on arguing and debating on issue and we never get things done. So I would suggest we should respect the result of some of the public consultation that's been conducted, whether or not I agree or not. I think that is important rules of the games that we need to observe. Thank you.
Becky, please.
Thank you, Chair. I know you are trying to, speed up the discussion, but I think a short response could actually help. On the first thing, on the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront, if I may refer Paul to page 2, on top of it, by organizing an informal workshop, it's just, as I mentioned in my report, that informal workshop will be open to members as well as to the general public. But it was actually a discussion that I have made to the harbour unit after the meeting. So I've just reported that verbally. It's not a report. So briefly, in response to all the comments about the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront, I think there are just two short points. The first one is in the LCSD's presentation to the task force, they have mentioned very clearly that they will not further pursue on the Town Planning Board Section 16 that they have obtained. So even though there's no representative from New World, I think if there is no consensus of the two partners, just by New World, they cannot proceed anyway. And they have also stated very clearly that on the public engagement exercise 2, they will not proceed because the public engagement was based on the original design, and now the original design would not proceed. So that brings us to the second point. So on the revision, how can we take forward? I hear a lot of good suggestions and points about the Salisbury Garden, Leaf Shaft, the reopening of Hub A as soon as possible, booth for tourists, coach parking, handprint statuses. So these are really things that we have to look at in the revised design, and that will be looked into at the workshop as well as the upcoming May task force meeting. So I think that's a short response and that
may
help.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to comment generally? All right, ladies, comment. Don't try and answer Paul's points in detail. Just as we're going to write to you about your points, you write to us about our points. I think that's Paul's raised some specific questions. If you want to answer them here, you can. But I think it's, you may want to take them away and think about them, which you're welcome to do. But if you want to answer them here, do. Please.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding Paul's point, well, actually, it's quite interesting, particularly when there is a representative from LCSD. Though Paul's point, it's he mentioned about the Kitech suggestion, Kitech runway. But coincidentally, if you go to the lease of Salisbury Garden, I guess most of the members understand that under the ground, it's owned by New World. It's originally it's a mall. It's Sogo. Do you remember that? Yeah, just it's underground. And because I've got the lease here, if you have an interest, I can give you a copy, but I don't have the hard copy here. I got a soft copy. I read the whole thing. And above it, it only allows a public open space and a taxi stand. And the public open space runs like that. They have specific requirements listed in the lease. Some as special conditions, some as annexed. And at the same time, in the lease, there is special conditions saying that after building all these structures or lampposts or even places for displaying statues, something like that, they need to hand over back to LCSD for management, for LCSD's management. So they can write it in a very specific way in the list. Of course, how they build it, what kind of specification, of course, they can't list everything, but at least they need to seek the approval of relevant government department before handing it over or before accepting by the government department. And they have certain deadlines. If you can't hand over it to the LCSD before certain dates, then you will be punished or something like that. So it can be very specifically put in the lease. But when they talk about callback, because that point was mentioned
Sorry,
by one
I'm
of the
just
representatives.
Sorry, is this you're suggesting this is the model for Kitech then?
Well, Kitech, yes. You can write Please. It very, because this is something suggested by the lady when I was sitting next door. They said, oh, you can list all the requirements in the lease and then so you can ask it. Blah, 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 and then you can, because the land is still owned by LCSD, so you can call back anytime when you want. But it's not that easy. When you go to, if you look into Avenue of Star again, if you go there before its closure, you can see how badly managed it was and was never called back by the government. And not even, I'm not quite sure whether LCSD has ever interrupted or at least questioned why it was poorly managed as one of the most attractive points in Hong Kong. I'm really disappointed. And how can you say that calling back a piece of land? I really can't, I can't see any
Sorry.
You know, it's very troublesome.
So, I mean, we just need to be clear. So you're suggesting we use the Salisbury Garden model for Kitech, yes?
Well, at least, for example, like for Paul's point, a 2 years short-term agreement, I'm not quite sure whether it's workable or not. But at least you, after doing the public engagement process, when you got the whole plan, a holistic plan, you can make certain specific specification included in the lease and ask whether the developers has interest to bid it or not. So it's very clear.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Other comments, please? Mary, please.
Could I just say quickly, has our government ever taken anything back? Can anyone remember them taking anything back because of bad management? No. Even after the Audit Commission has gone around and inspected numerous open space within private developments and found them very wanting, nothing has ever been done about it. They are still being managed to the same low standard, and the facilities are still the same and mostly closed off to the member of the public. So I don't believe even 2 years would save us from anything because, hey, it just doesn't work that way in Hong Kong.
Okay. Tanya?
Yes, I would like to declare that I have attended public consultation sessions of the Harbour Authority sometimes, a few times, and then I've also made comments then. Okay, together with Mary as well. So regarding the reassembly of Queen's Pier, my understanding is that the public consultation at that time actually received very diverse views, and of course, we see the action of the Chief Secretary and the Secretary for Development taking this project to 18 district council to have the rubber stamp. Well, I would say that. And based on that diverse views and based on the very little information and details of each options that we received, we do think that these options of in situ reconstruction should be considered, and with that, the government should provide us with all the details, including cost and the construction, the location, etc., for the public to consider. Really, the present three options are not real choices at all. I found it even in the Central and Western District Council during their discussion, they have very diverse views, and they really can't, really difficult to comment on that, because this is a poor choice. The best choice, of course, is the in situ preservation of Queen's Pier at the first place, which I think even the professional institutes supported that at that time. However, the government ignored it. So we are now presented with a very, very unsatisfactory options, and it's so difficult to consider. So I do hope that the in situ reconstruction option could be provided. And in answering this gentleman's idea about City Hall, my understanding is that City Hall is a Grade One historic building, and all the Grade One historic building will be considered for conservation as the declared monument. And I do think that even with some of the adjustment in the position of the Queen's Pier, if it is reconstructed there, we still should consider it, provided that these information are provided to the public for consideration. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Members, any other further comments? Well, ladies, very useful dialogue, I think. Thank you for coming. I'm very serious when I say that, we want to engage with you. We welcome your comments. We do need to take away. We need to consult, obviously, with the government departments. You've raised quite a lot of technical points as well as views and opinions. We'll come back to you in writing. And if you have any other issues or if you want to supplement anything you've said today, let us have it in writing, can you? Just to add to, we obviously recorded what you said here, so you don't need to repeat that. But if there's anything in addition to the things you mentioned today that you want us to consider, please add to the list.
Very much, Chairman, and come and see us members.
Come and see us from time to time. Please.
Sure. Thank you. You expect us. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Thank you. Just to reassure you, we do take our role very seriously, I promise you. All right? All right, members, promptly on six. Thank you all very much. Thank you, and thank you for staying. I think that was important. I think, to be frank, we should do it more often. I mean, there are other concern groups out there, and I think if this should be a fairly regular, if you like, last AOB item, probably every commission meeting, we ought to have a concern group in to come and talk to us. I think it would be very useful. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.